Blog Talk Radio.
So Joe, Chef the Entertainer.
Baby, we just came to party. Are you ready for something so formal party? Get us down. Baby, we just came to party. Have some love. We just came to party. Come on, get us down. Step in the place, see how the dish go. That Florida girl, S.O.J. I came to party. I don't know about you. Have a drink or two.
Radio show with yours truly, DJ Sean, and my tag team partner, as always, tonight is no other than Miss Robin Lynn Maven, Buzz Live Radio. I am streaming up there in Seattle, Washington. What's up, Miss Robin? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great tonight. How are you? How is everybody?
I'm good. We got another hot Southern Soul show here for everybody tonight. Listen, Robin, before we get into anything, we already know what you got to do. Let everybody know where this show can be heard at around the world.
All right. Starting at DJ Sean Live 24/7, Vibes Live Radio, Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, live right now through the friendly folks at Foxcast. We are on Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeart Radio, all the major platforms, social media platforms, just everywhere. My goodness,
yeah,
Twitch, Mixler, Mixcloud, go ahead.
We also over on Amazon, and we got a 5-star rating over there on Amazon Music as well. So that's a proud moment for us. Yeah.
Yes, congratulations. We're just doing the gosh darn thing.
Yeah, okay. I want to invite thank everybody for tuning in. Welcome everybody for tuning in. We'll be right back with one of the hottest Southern Soul artists in the game here on the Traffic Jam, the Jukebox Radio Show on Hilltop. DJ Sean, Robin Lynn Maven. We'll be right back, y'all.
You want that blues and Southern Soul? This is where you need to be for soul. DJ Sean in the Traffic Jam. DJ Sean in the Traffic Jam. If you want that blues and Southern Soul, this is where you need to be for show. DJ Sean in the Traffic Jam. DJ Sean in the Traffic Jam.
Thursday night, 9 to 11 p.m. Southern Soul and Soul Blues, hosted by DJ Sean, Vibes Live Radio, and I Am Streaming Worldwide Broadcast. And I'm your girl, Sojo the Ladies Champ. And you can find me at SojoEntertainment.net. Hey! DJ Sean in the Traffic Jam. DJ Sean in the Traffic Jam.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We got one of the hottest up-and-coming artist, and well, she's no newcomer to music, Robin. She's hot. The music is hot. I've been following her on YouTube, following her all over Facebook, and she is with us tonight. Now, just to be warned, Miss J, I'm horrible with names, so I apologize if I mess your name up. That's one thing that I do wrong is I can mess a name up backwards and frontwards, side to side. Ella J, right?
No, just LJ.
LJ, see, I told you. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
I told you.
Close enough. I heard words.
All right. And then we also have my big brother, your manager, is on with us as well. Big Ron is in the house. What's up, Big Ron? Thank you for tuning in with us tonight, man, and taking time out of your busy schedule, brother, because you are busy than bees.
Hey, no sleep. No sleep. That's exactly right.
Well, man, thank you for reaching out to me a month ago and waking me up about, I'm going to say Miss J, because I'm crazy with names. I'm sorry. I apologize.
LJ.
LJ, there you go. And I really appreciate that, man, because It's some crazy new talent out here in the Southern Soul Blues network, man. It seems like once you get one, you got another one, then you got another one. What is it? EJ, right? LJ. Okay.
Or just say L.
Okay, L. All right. When I posted your flyer on social media, everybody was like, that girl can sing, that girl can sing, that girl can sing. That's all I heard. That's all I got. That's the feedback that I got, Ron, was that girl can sing. You got a good one on your show, tonight. That girl can sing. So that was all up and down the board. Okay, I'm glad before I got into the interview, I got one of the hottest DJs in the Southern Soul market in the Delaware, Maryland area. That's DJ Debo. DJ Debo, welcome to the show, big brother. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, what's going on, family? How everybody doing? It's a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Doing right, good, man. Yeah. Real quick, DJ Debo, Southern Soul's kind of really picking up in the Maryland, the DMV and Delaware areas, right? Here
absolutely
lately, correct?
Absolutely.
Real heavy. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's catching on. It's catching on, like, especially in Maryland, man. It's jumping in Maryland. Delaware is grabbing it, but it's definitely in Maryland.
All right. So, Ron, I'll make sure you get Debo's information and stuff so you guys can correspond, and he knows the people up there to get you connected with. You know, you want to get L up there.
Yeah.
On some big shows,
oh,
man.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Definitely want to make a comment on.
Go ahead, Ron. Go ahead, brother.
I was going to say she was definitely worth waking you up because not only is she just a great and phenomenal talent, she's more of a great person. And you have to have that strong advocacy when you feel her, and you'll see what I'm talking about as you're talking to her. You'll see what I'm talking about. Her spirit and her aura just gives off.
Yeah, she got that you know, looking at her picture, little baby face. How tall are you? Are you over 5 foot?
I'm 5'3" and a half, and I cut up about my head.
Okay.
I mean, the 3 and the 0.5.
Okay. So is the half with the heels on?
No. I'm tall when I put my heels on.
Okay. I just making sure how tall you was, because you look short. You look short on the camera. Yeah, they got you looking short.
But short girls do everything better. So, like, I'm okay with being teen short girl.
All right. So, again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule and being with us here on the show. I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic over to Ms. Robin Lynn Maven, Vibes Live Radio. I am streaming out of Seattle, Washington. Robin, go ahead and start the question, sweetheart.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. It's so nice to meet you. I always like to ask this. What are some of the things that you do to keep yourself inspired?
For me, I listen to a lot of different artists most of the day, pretty much every day. Most people kind of binge on TV shows. I'm a books and music kind of girl. So I like to hear, and I love every genre. So I have like a playlist or a music streaming app, and it just kind of shuffles through multiple artists, multiple artists' songs and albums. And that's kind of like a daily routine thing.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you like practice or rehearse like every day. Do you?
No, I think once I start doing, you know, big shows, like my big shows, and I get maybe background dancers or band or something like that, or some choreography, I might start rehearsals at that time. But right now, I can't really practice. I'm on the go so much. But a voice like mine that's as powerful as mine, we can't use it as much. Too much talking, can easily bruise the vocal cords. And I've had nodules already, so I had to learn to keep it to a minimum. So for the most part, because I'm traveling and doing my music, it's pretty much, I know it, so I don't have to practice as much right now.
Oh, wow.
Okay, thank you.
DJ Debo.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm going to ask this young lady a question there, big brother.
Is there any artist like that's out here now that you would like to do a song with?
If I ever make it to the R&B genre, Jasmine Sullivan would definitely be on my top list. And
wow.
If I ever made it to country, Shania Twain would be at the top of my list.
Wow.
What is I think their genre is more pop, but would love to do a collab with Journey. And if I ever made it to the gospel world, Miranda Curtis Willis would be my top fave.
Wow.
Got it all planned out, huh?
No, just wishful thinking. They say it until you see it. So I think if I kind of got an idea of who I need to see. I know who to beeline to. Because I think if I don't care if I'm ever at like a red carpet event or something and they just happen to be on the carpet. Like, in that moment, I am no longer going to be LJ. I am going to be a complete and total fan. And I'm just going to, like, go wild.
So now she got to transfer her to a groupie. Yeah.
Wow, that's real, though. That's real. I really appreciate that.
Anything else, Diva?
Nope, that was the question that I wanted to ask.
So this question is for Ron. Ron, how is it with you working with L?
Man, it's a phenomenal experience and journey with her. When you got somebody that is so cooperative and so team-oriented, I mean, it makes the job a whole lot easier. her motto is, I just work here. So it doesn't matter where you throw at her. She's compliant. She gives off that actual energy. She's radiant. I think the first time, L, that we decided to be able to test and we decided to be able to work with her, she had got 8 tracks. And we gave it to her. I guess that had to be like 4 o'clock in the evening.
First. Huh? It was 10 first.
Oh, 10, yeah. 10 tracks. 10
the night before. And then because I finished those, he gave me another 8 the next day.
Yeah. Well, the phenomenal thing was I got a text about 2 o'clock in the morning, and she said, I finished. And I was
damn.
Like, what? Nah. He can't be finished. And I said, okay, come on. We're going to go to the studio and get them in. When I tell you that all those songs were hit in that process there, in fact, the current song that is out now, Give It Back, was one of the first ones to end up being able to record. That's her current single out. So when I tell you, since February, we have been moving every week. Sharon, I think she had a break maybe 2 weekends since February. So
wow.
And then now we're booked up all the way through. Oh man, we just got on the NDIRE. That we're going to end up doing December the 4th and 5th.
Yeah, NDIRE, and then she's with the Osley Brothers September the 3rd in Montgomery, Alabama.
September the 3rd.
Yeah.
Yeah, and every Southern Soul artist that is major, she's already, did shows with. So that's a blessing as well, too.
Wow. Well, yeah. Elle, how was the welcome mat for you coming into Southern Soul and Blues? How was the welcome mat for you as an artist?
Everybody is so surprisingly welcoming.
Wow.
It's a big, I mean, it's an adjustment, but like in a good way. It's a good adjustment. Like I said, I've only been doing blues for like what, maybe like 6 months, is that? So to be able to be on stage with people like Big Yayo and most of all, and who are well known great artists who've been, and Jeter Jones and stuff like that, who's been laboring and doing this for years, met them like maybe once. Or twice, either did shows with them maybe once or twice, and they immediately just kind of took me under their wing in a sense. I will say, you know, candidly, respectfully, they're not, the men in the genre are the artists. I don't have to worry about any of the awkwardness, uncomfortableness, or the inappropriateness that I've gotten like in other genres in the past. And they all just kind of take me in and treat me like little sis. They make sure to always, I'm almost sure at every show when we get off stage, some artist is always giving me some kind of nugget, some pieces of advice, some words of wisdom, so that I don't have to, you know, maybe stumble in the same ways that they did. So it's truly an honor and a blessing to be received so well by everyone, male and female, in this genre. It's almost unbelievable.
Wow. How long have you been singing your whole career?
I've only been singing maybe 13 plus years. I was born a singer, but I was never encouraged to sing. And when I did get in high school, I did have people that tried to push it out of me. But it, like I said, it was always kind of frowned upon, never encouraged. I never knew I had a gift. And once I got paid for a gig, pretty much just people just believing in me and, you know, wouldn't take me sitting on my gift and wouldn't take no as an answer. Started getting bookings, honestly, before I ever decided to officially sing. Literally, even as a young child, I remember a lady meeting me in the mall and saying, I've heard so much about you. She said, I would pay you $20 right now if you would sing for me. And at that time, I was just like a teenager. So the word was going around, even though I hadn't made the decision to sing or didn't know, you know, I didn't know what was there, but other people always knew. And so over time, when it became a profession, I started honestly getting my practice that way. And I kind of have been winging it and figuring it out ever since. I always beg for professional vocal lessons and stuff like that, and people, the professionals, would never take me seriously. So now, I'm grateful to be where I am with no formal training. I am going to get some, though.
Now it says you had auditioned with Sunday's Best and also American Idol.
I did.
And you started out in gospel, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Tell us about Sunday's Best. How was that audition, Sunday's Best?
Oh my gosh. It took all day long. Outside all day long. I used to work at a plant then, and I had to get off work and go straight to Georgia in order to get at least a halfway decent place in line. And you had to sit out there all night and into the next day. And I mean, people have their tents. And I mean, people are tailgating, some people are just singing, you're just meeting and mingling and meeting new people, all while camping out outside. And when they finally open the doors, it's a full stampede. People, if they bought chairs or grills or whatever, they left it there. They no longer cared about it when those doors opened. And
wow.
The stampede was so bad, some people were honestly getting seriously injured because they were getting trampled on. Because keep in mind, you have younger children doing these auditions, and their parents are with them, or their elderly grandmother and grandfather or whatever is there with them. And nobody knows. There's no announcement, nothing like that. All of a sudden, you just look up and you realize there's thousands of people running or trampling over you. So it was very hectic and chaotic. It took the entire day. If you made it to all three rounds, it took the entire day. Kim Burrell, Donnie McClurkin, and Yolanda Adams were the judges for the season that I auditioned for. And it was an automatic yes for Donnie and Yolanda. But then Kim Burrell had her doubts.
That's Mary, right?
No. No,
oh, okay.
Kim Burrell she's a pastor. I think she was a pastor, but she does a lot of the running.
Okay.
So yeah, I did the seasons before Mary was ever casted for the show.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But they had an argument right there at the table in front of me because Kim Burrell was like, you can sing, but I don't know if you got any fight in you for a competition, basically because I wasn't doing all of the fancy stuff. I wasn't doing all of the risks and the runs and all of that. And so the three of them had a debate and a disagreement about it. So when they voted, she had to vote yes because they outvoted her. So I kind of got the third vote on a technicality. And even though when you pass all three rounds, you're supposed to be invited back to the show, sometimes they will cast A team and a B team, and you don't know that what team you're on until they don't call you back to record live on the show. So
wow.
That was definitely the first and last time that I did Kimber, that. American Idol was not
was
that bad. But
Kim Burrell was hating on you. She was hating.
Yes.
Hate bad.
But I get it with those type of shows. It's a business first and then ministry later. So I understood that it was all about the contract, the fine print, the TV first. I pretty much kind of came as a brand, and if they can't create your brand, then you're less valuable because that's less money that they can make off of you. So it's not going to be about talent first. It's going to be about business first.
Oh, yeah. That money, money, money.
Yeah. And I think people understand that, people won't get so upset, you know, when they don't make it on the show, because not making it doesn't mean you're not talented, you're not gifted, or that you can't sing. It just means that you weren't good for business. And that's it.
Wow. All right, everybody. This is the Traffic Jam on the Jukebox Radio Show. We got the one and only talented young lady, LJ, is in the house with us. Let's go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back.
It's time to get a whole new perspective on Ram trucks. Because to us, there are no small jobs, no little tasks. And when it comes to innovation, there are no modest ideals. No wonder why more people are switching to Ram than ever before. Ram Trucks, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
All right, this is the Traffic Jam here on the Hilltop Radio Show, and we are on the Jukebox Live with LJ is in the house. Also, my big brother, my new big brother, Big Ron, is in the house as well. Ron, tell us a little bit about your label, man. How long you've been in existence, and you have some super talent other than L on your label, correct?
Oh, yeah. We definitely do. The label is Savage World, and the management company is Ruckus Management. And as L said, it's Team No Sleep. I don't think we ever get any sleep. we have different artists from different genres of music. We have other Southern Soul artists, R&B artists. We even have a comedian as well. I got two really great business partners. One is a producer named Professor O, Omni Crenshaw, and we have another business partner named Sean Street. And we have extended members because it takes a team to be able to really push a artist.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Not an individualized kind of situation. So it takes a team. It takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of commitment to be able to do so. So we want to be able to expose quality music out there, quality talent. Bring back the passion and everything that it is in music. Music has a way of changing the world, and we want artists that can be able to be show their brand so that they can be able to have that effect on the world. And LJ is one of those artists that is the epitome of what an artist should be. She works. She's talented. She's gifted in so many different areas besides singing. In fact, she'll be, can't say too much on it, but she's also doing a couple of films as well. that she's ended up being able to do currently. So she'll be shooting at the end of August as well too.
Congratulations.
Are there. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, you ain't going to get no sleep there, big brother.
Oh, no. No. But it's all right. Hey, as long as she get a little sleep, and as we've been tearing up the road ever since, I know, hey, you know, I also got to be able to say it right here on air as well. You know, a lot of times you don't give all the flowers to people. So I have to give it to Elle. Elle, you are phenomenal. And I love you to death, little sister.
Yay. All right, got her to hear first. Hey, Ron, go ahead and give your social media. How can people get a hold of it if they want to ask a question, or, you know, if you're taking anybody else in your management, you know, how can people get a hold of you, big brother?
Yeah, on Facebook, you can reach me at Ronald Shuford. On Instagram, you can reach me at Ruckus Management. And, you know, if email, phones, if you, my phone stays busy and ringing all day and all night. So don't mind giving up that number right now, 334-220-5305. Definitely end up being able to call me direct, and definitely I'm here to answer any questions.
Well, man, again, man, I appreciate you reaching out to me. And you know, I know it took a while for me to get back to you, but, you know, we're here, and that's all that matters. And we'll have two of your other artists, Dee Hall and Taiwan, on in a couple of weeks. No, next
oh,
month
yeah.
in there. It says, so some more talent you guys are going to be interested in hearing
Taiwan.
Out there.
I interviewed Taiwan when I was in Atlanta. He came to my studio. I interviewed him in person.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. Those dudes can blow. I told him I wanted to meet some listen, and he said he would.
Oh, wow. Hey,
I forgot to say hi, Robin. How you doing?
Hi, Ron. I'm doing good. I'm so sorry I've been crazy busy like you, but we'll get it all together because Savage
oh,
World
yeah.
Entertainment got a Roku channel. All right, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Yes, big
sir.
Time now. Yeah, happy we could help you, Ron, as always, man. You know, it's good
oh,
to,
yeah.
You know, me and Debo, we talk all the time. We were talking today. It's good to be able to sit back and talk to real people these days without anybody having attitudes and stuff behind their words, man. So it's, you know, it's been an honor now, and, you know, to be honored into the future, man, to still connect with you. And I appreciate you as
oh.
always.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, man. And thank you. And I look forward to definitely connecting with you, DJ, because we want to definitely get Elle in that Maryland area, Delaware, all around in there, everywhere, so she can be heard. Robin, even in Seattle.
Yeah, she kind of, look at that whatever pictures, she kind of favors Shaka Khan, a young Shaka Khan. I don't know if anybody has ever said that to her, but she favors Shaka Khan a little bit. Yeah,
I think it. Shaka is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I got a story, a Shaka Khan story that I'm always take to my grave. I met her when I was 14.
All right,
and,
now.
New Jersey.
All right, now you
oh,
about
yeah.
to tell it now. Nah, you can't be just dropping no woo-woo, taking it to the grave. You finna die right now.
My father worked in on base up there in McGuire Air Force Base up there in New Jersey. She came to be able to do a performance. It was actually in the hangar. So I was 14, and, you know, working at the youth center, they wanted to have individuals to come up and be able to set the chairs up in the where they were setting up the stage in the hangar. So I went in there and everything, and I don't know why it made me be the last one, but I finished doing it. And anyway, she was just in the sound check, and she came up to me, and she said, you couldn't take your eyes off me. I said, nope, I couldn't. You Shaka Khan. So she had those big lips, and she put it on my, she kissed me on my cheek, and I didn't wash it off. I had to go to the house, and my mom told me, you're going to have to take that off, the lipstick off your off the side of your face.
No.
I was like, nope, I ain't going to do it.
Oh wow! You sound like DJ Debo. We had Angie Stone on the show a couple of weeks ago, and DJ Debo, he was all tongue tied and asked, telling Angie that he wants to marry her and everything.
Well, you know, man, I got to say something in my defense on that. Angie Stone has always been, she's always been one of my favorite artists. And even as a youngster, you know, a younger man, I always promised myself if I ever got close enough to talk to her, that would have been one of the questions that I asked her. So, and that night was just so happened to be the night that I was able to actually talk to her. So I kept real to the promise that I made myself.
Yeah.
I'm begging, baby.
Yeah, he went from DJ to groupie. He went from DJ to groupie, snap of a finger. He was all tongue-tied and everything. Yeah, I understand what you went through, Ron. I did the same thing when I met Patti LaBelle. And I was like, wow, I'm actually walking with Patti LaBelle. And she kissed me and everything, man, and people got mad. And I walked with her, and I was the only one she took a picture with. So that was a good day up in New Jersey. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
EJ.
Was that DJ?
Go ahead, Robin. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it was that DJ and them dimples. Sean threw them dimples at her, and he smiled.
Oh, yeah.
And looked
into
her eyes. Okay.
I was trying to get on her team because, you know, she like young men anyway. So, hey, I was trying. That's right. I was trying. But, yeah, this is the jukebox. I mean, this is the Traffic Jam on the Jukebox Radio Show, y'all. We got the one and only LJ. LJ, go ahead and shout your song out. We're going to get it played because everybody, we got a lot of people tuning in.
Okay, you gotta give it back.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so this is LJ and my new single that's out and hot right now. It's called "Give It Back," lady. Get that time back.
All right. You know what it is, Ron? This is the it's the show version that I'm playing from the email. Yeah, I just checked it out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want to if you want to send me the track real quick, I can get it uploaded real quick and play it if you want. This is saying show version. Yeah. That's why I was like, yeah. But anyway, LJ, you want to go ahead and sing for the people out there until we get straight? We're sorry about that, folks out there listening in the world. You want to give us an acapella on something?
Okay. Used to spend my nights out in the ballroom. Liquor was the only love I ever known. But you rescued me from reaching the bottom, brought me back from being too far gone. Your last move, Tennessee whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. Honey, I stay strong on your love all the time. Hey, see, I look for love in all the same old places. Hey, and I found the bottom. Always die. But when you pour out your heart, I didn't waste it. 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. Baby, I'm smooth. Tennessee whiskey, you're sweet. Strawberry wine, you're as warm as a glass of brandy. Honey, I stay strong on your love all
the time. Woo. Meanwhile, go get some Tennessee whiskey now.
Get your thumb, get your thumb.
DJ, yeah. we're gonna start with the men first today. Go ahead, DJ Devo. Go ahead.
I gotta get myself together, man. I got chills running up my spine, dude. She blew an acapella on acapulco.
I said it too.
Hey, yeah, you talking about she said she. You say you 5 foot what?
3 and a half.
Man, you just sang like you 7 foot tall.
Aw, thank you.
I don't want to marry Angie Stone no more. I want to marry you now.
Yes, you need an LJ in your life. Oh. Yes.
All right, Devo. You don't come on Sunday. I already know what happens.
But yeah, it would be jaw cracked up, face on the head. Yeah, bro. Ooh. Hey, that was dope, man. Yeah, you just sent all kinds of chills up my spine with that. And a
line. Connect the dots, my girl, Cutie Pie. She said, boy, your voice is, she said, man, I love her voice. Blues at its best. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. My voice is a little tired, so I appreciate it because it was going at home. So I thoroughly appreciate it. I do not take it for granted. I don't take it lightly.
Hey, Ron, I got the regular version, Ron. I got it, big brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Robin Lynn, acapella, what do you think? Tennessee, you going to drink some of that whiskey too?
Yeah,
right?
She is every woman, man. She's like Chaka Khan, Aretha, Whitney. I mean, she's got a very wide range and stuff. So, yeah, you go right on the head. I enjoyed that show version. I really did. Abby,
yeah,
I can tell her.
Benita Applebaum. What do you think, Benita Applebaum?
I think she's singing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't put you in my top three. You're in my top three now.
Yay! Yay!
In that top three now. Oh yeah. All right, let's get into it. Go ahead, shout your song out one more time. EJ, I'm sorry. We got it. We got it together now, everybody. They're listening.
No problem. All right. Now, here it is, exclusively, the Give It Back single. Go cop it on all streaming platforms. Drop the beat, EJ.
I should have ran when they said walk away. Now I'm left standing to deal with my fate. What could I have done to make this change? To make you not treat me this way? Oh, give it back.
Give it back.
All the
they got jealous over there and said his best. That rage right there. Good Lord. Go ahead, DJ Debo, talk to us.
I'm just dealing with these chills, man. My chills running up down my back, man.
I need to bring you some soup and a blanket.
Yeah, yeah, please. Yeah, yeah. I don't need a blanket. I just need some soup. Okay. Yeah. Well, wow. Oh, man. Your voice is amazing.
Thank you.
Wow. Go ahead, Robert Lynn, Vibes Live Radio. I am streaming in Seattle.
Yeah, that's just some good, real good soul music. All right. There you go. That's it.
All right. Miss Benita Applebaum.
It's the voice for me. But I can definitely relate to that. I can relate to that song. I love it. Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
I
want to
give it back.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Boy, Ryan, you wasn't playing when you told me when we first initiated, when we first talked, that this girl was something special. Well, you ain't lying.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't lying.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
She definitely is.
So LJ, when you hear yourself, you know, when you hear your music, do you critique yourself or criticize yourself? Or I could have came at this range a little higher, or, you know,
yes.
Do you do that? Do you find yourself doing that sometimes?
Every time. Every, like, it's always, I get pushed all the time, because when I get on stage, I'm very transparent. I love engaging with the audience. And, sometimes I may get up there and just come from off the road, so my voice is tired, but I'll still, and they'll have the biggest amount of energy, and they'll be rooting me on, and I'll want to give them everything I got, and my voice and my body may just be tired, and sometimes it affects my vocal ability, but I'll get up there and be like, y'all, I'm so tired, or it's so hot. They'll be like, stop doing it. Stop saying it. Like, you did good. Just get up there and do what you're supposed to do. They ain't got to know your voice is out or that you're tired. So I'm the one that when I'm in the studio, before my producer ever gets it out, like, sometimes he'll just let me go at it because he knows the slightest mistake. I'm like, can I do that over? Like, yeah. Like, I want it to be perfect every time. And
wow,
even
though
that's a really hard task, I still aim for it daily.
That's good. That's a seasoned and veteran artist right there when you can find your own mistakes in your music without the, you know, your producer and your engineer telling you. And that's a lot of people should learn that in their ability to record in a studio or really know who they are. You know, a lot of them don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ron, you got yourself a superstar, man. What's next? I know, you know, she got film. I know she's opening it up for the Osley Brothers September the 3rd in Montgomery, Alabama, and then NDIRE in Memphis, Tennessee, December the 4th. What's her schedule? Where she's at this weekend?
This weekend, we're actually in the studio. This is her second weekend off since February. So,
oh, wow.
we're gonna use that, and we're gonna actually record and finish some things up. She had an amazing photo shoot the other day. And then we're back in Louisiana on August 7th. And then we'll be all the way up going. It's nonstop and everything every weekend, except for the filming weekend at the end of the month of August. She'll be filming that weekend, and then you know, it's videos are going to come out as well. It's some collabs that we're actually end up being able to do right now. Big name artists big names that right. I actually end up being the works for being able to collab with her as well. It'd be some modeling going on as well that we end up being able to do. So we're going to exploit everything there is because she's such a multi-talented person. There's so many things that she's able to do. You know, if she told me tomorrow that she can break dance, we're going to try to do that too.
Oh, Lord. All right, now don't have her on the stage next week moonwalking across the stage and stuff. Oh, wow.
I would go for it. I would go for it.
She's the best fruit player around.
I know that's right. You.
Oh, wow. This has been a good evening with you guys. This is the Traffic Jam on the Jukebox Radio Show. We got the one and only talented. Man, you're a triple threat now. You're modeling, you know, you're singing, and now, you know, you're getting ready to act a little bit. So now you're a triple threat. Triple threat. We got a triple threat artist here on the show. So appreciate that. I'm gonna be getting up with my good friend Cutie Pie over there at Connect the Dots, and I'm gonna be putting together the Bad Girls of Southern Soul, Soul and Blues show here on one night here on a Thursday night, Ron, and I already added LJ. She's already automatically on the show. It's just inviting some lovely ladies on the show like we do, and just have them all play their music and just have them all talk about, you know, like we're doing tonight, you know, wanting to work with each other and, you know, just collaborating, you know, on the music and the business and things like that. That's what we do, you know, a lot here on the show. So I'll make sure I get you that information when we get ready to do that, Ron, so we can make sure that LJ is available to come on the show. Yeah.
Hey, that sounds great.
So LJ, if you was in a room full of young talented artists that want to try to make it into the business, what would you tell them?
Work silently and get some humility.
Ron, same question for you, Ron, as manager and label.
There has to be a level of submissiveness and trust the process. The process will work. It is always a team collaborative effort on it. It's just not just one person. It takes series of people. You have extended families that end up bringing that artist together. You got to have a little bit of humility where you can be able to work with others as well. Same philosophy as always, teamwork makes the dream work. And if you can believe in that actual process, we would definitely be successful.
Wow. Benina Applebaum, any questions you want to ask before we let these lovely people go for the night? Robin, Debo, anything you guys want to ask? Robin?
No. I just want to comment on her voice once again. That's all. I mean, you know, that's unusual. I get chills like that, man. And you did it for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard for you. It's hard when Debo get tongue tied and he's on you. Yeah, you did
well,
something to him.
I'm gonna have to add that hashtag to my photo then. It's the chills for me.
Yeah, did it.
All right,
did it for me.
All right. LJ, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media and where they can go get your music at. And your YouTube.
Okay. My new EPK is out on all platforms, including YouTube. It's not on Apple Music. Give It Back is on Apple Music, however.
My social media handle is LJ Official on all platforms. I don't care if it's Twitter, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. I'm on all of it. It's just LJ Official, ELLEJAI. Mm-hmm. I think that was it. My new video, Give It Back, is also out. It's on YouTube. And yes, a lot of big things coming, a lot of big things happening. The Blues album is on the way. A lot of familiar voices and familiar faces will be on that album with me. And
we're looking forward to that so we can get it here on the show. Yeah.
Yes, I would love to.
Ron, again, your information and any shout outs you want to give as well?
You can follow me at on Facebook, Ronald Shuford, on Instagram at Ruckus Management. I want to shout out to my two business partners, Omni Crenshaw and Sean Streety. They're definitely a part of Team No Sleep. I want to give a shout out to everyone that has been supportive. It's a whole movement that is, and it's an exciting journey. So to everyone who's supportive, let's continue to be able to be light bearers for the next person as well, so we can be able to make this this dream to be able to come true. And the dream is to be able to have that maximum exposure for great music to be out in the world.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Any shout-outs, LJ, you want to give?
Oh, they already know. Team Rookies, Team Savage, all day.
Right.
I can't say
all right.
That's for sure.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to send a friend request. I can't even send a friend request.
Why not?
Well, you're something else.
You might have to delete somebody for him.
Yeah,
I know for a fact I am not at my max. I have 500 requests.
I'm looking, and it all it says like page. It doesn't say send friend request. It just says like page.
Okay, take the official off and just put LJ.
I'm doing that right now. LJ.
Oh, Rod, you got a big fan now. You can get to Maryland, Delaware area now with no problem.
Hey, get us that work now, brother. Get us that work.
Man, no problem. It's a lot of beach areas here.
It's a lot of
beach areas here, and they have a lot of Spring Fest, Winter Fest, Jazz Fest, Crab Derby,
African Fest. African Festival.
Yes. Hey. It don't matter if it's the Duck Fest. We'll be there.
All right.
Okay, I sent your friend request. I get some more chill.
Boy, you crazy. Well, LJ and Mr. Ron, I appreciate you guys taking time out of your schedule and being with us here on the Traffic Jam Jukebox Radio Show. It's been an honor. Be blessed. Ron, you already know we're going to be talking, and thank you for allowing us to, my good friend Robin, for hooking you guys up and continuing more business, over through the horizon and through the fog and every rain and the storm and everything else, man, because I see bigger and better things is coming over there to Savage and Team No Sleep. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, you guys have a good night again. Thank you. And that was LJ here on the Traffic Jam. We'll be right back.
should have been a cheating wife. Instead of being faithful to you, no, I should have ran when they said walk away. Now I'm left standing to deal with my fate. Oh, what could I have done to make this change? To make you not treat me this way? Oh, give it back.
She says she got 500 requests.
Send me a message then. Because I have 600 friend requests. So maybe it's just not seen at the top.
Let me see.
And I think you're on my artist page. Scroll down. And I know what it is. You have to put a space. It's L space J. Official.
All right. I just sent you an inbox.
Okay, I can backtrack from there and confirm the request. Can you work it out?
Yes, man. That should be the next song. Work it out.
Work it out.
All right. He will say he's not letting you go until you get that request right.
Oh, unless you probably got about 600 of them.
Hey, Robin. Robin Debo has stuck the show up.
This is a stick up.
Stick him up.
He said we ain't playing no more music. No more music is being played right now.
Oh, go ahead. She play her music. I mean, I'm good. If she can't,
I'm gonna do this quick,
send me a friend request.
Benita Applebaum, go ahead and tell everybody where they can follow you at on social media. And you have a show coming up next week, right?
Yes, I have a birthday party. I am and you can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Bonita Applebaum. On Instagram at The Real Bonita Applebaum. You can also check out BonitaApplebaum.com. And you can find my music on all major music platforms and right here on the Hill Pops Radio Show.
Robin Lynn Maven, Vibes Live Radio, I am streaming.
You can find me everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, SoundCloud, Gmail, at Robin Lynn Maven, and right here at the Hilltop Radio Show. And check out our website, iamstreaming.org. Check it out.
Debo, you got time to give your social media stuff? Are you still?
Yeah, I got it. Debo Taylor L on Facebook. You can find me at Debo the Pro, D-E-B-O-D-A-P-R-O, at IG, LinkedIn, World Play DJs, 99.9 WJCB, Evansville, Indiana, 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. doing the Quiet Storm Radio, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. As always, you can send me a smoke signal, email, whatever you call it, that stuff they be doing on them ships. shortwave radio. Get with me, send me a request.
All right. You got him straight, LJ?
I do.
All right.
You can pass it to me, request.
All right, Devo, she got you straight. He's got to send a request, right? He got to send a request?
I sent him one.
Oh, she sent you one. Dang. I'm jealous.
I'll send you one, too.
I think I sent you one a while back. So if you got 500, I'm way into 500.
Yes.
$4.99.
Inbox me because I won't see it.
Okay, I got you, baby. I just accepted it.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's been an honor and a pleasure having both of you on. Again, Ron, thank you, man, for reaching out to me and bringing this young lady to my attention. And, you know, we got D-Hall in Taiwan coming up in a couple of weeks on August the 16th, matter of fact. They're going to be on our show. Oh, let's do this real quick. Let's play a snippet. Robin, I know you hate snippets, but we're going to do a snippet, all right? She listen to her. See, she don't like that. She don't like the snippet. She gets mad with me, boy. Let's see. Let me find it. Bear with me, y'all. I'm sorry. I got all these D. Oh, here we go. All right, this is D Hall. Drink tonight. There's a snippet, y'all. Benita, what do you think about that voice?
I love it. I can't wait to hear the whole song.
Yeah. Got to wait till the 16th.
Got to wait till
whatever.
Robin Lynn, hey, go ahead. I know you're mad with me. I love you, though.
I'm excited. It's you know what, for the snippet it was satisfying. I can't wait to hear more.
All right. Go ahead.
Hey.
Go ahead, Ron.
Oh no, I was just saying, love that song, but a song called Spend the Night is me and L's favorite song.
Oh, by D-Hall?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't got that one yet.
Yeah, you got to make sure you send me that one. Oh, yeah, because I'm a damn. I want to hear it my damn self. Go ahead, Devo. What do you think, D-Hall?
Yeah, I want to hear the rest of it, man. It's got a groove to it.
Yeah, you got a groove on the 16th. You got groove to it on the 16th, big brother.
And that ain't even his favorite song of mine. The one you got coming behind that, it go harder than that. Like, he's dope. He exceeds the bar. He sets the bar high and exceeds it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you said Taiwan is coming, too?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
on the 16th.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to play it.
I met Taiwan. Taiwan came to my studio when I was living in Atlanta, was going to interview him. I created his first radio station. I can't remember the call letter. And they were also considering me to be a road manager for Taiwan back with his people back then. So back in 2015, y'all. 2015, I get around.
Oh, yeah.
It's working everywhere I go. Sorry.
That's
all
right.
No, you good. All right. Here's Taiwan. I know it's you. I know it's you. Here's a snippet of that.
So glad I found you, ain't not like you in this world. Got me thinking about settling down, one boy or maybe a girl. You make me feel like I just hit a light up. Got myself a superwoman, feeling like I'm out of love.
I think it's time that we step up to the
All right, you guys got to tune back in on the 16th of August to hear the rest of it. I know it's you. Benita, go ahead and talk to us. What do you think? Taiwan.
Yeah, he's catering to the ladies. About time. We need some more of that.
Go ahead, Miss Robert Lynn. I know you hate the snippets, but you're getting it tonight.
I'm not mad at you. Taiwan always brings it with class and style. I've always been a fan of Taiwan.
DJ Debo.
Once again, it's that vibe, man. That vibe. You know, I love them vibes, man.
Yeah, because when Ron sent me the music, I was like, I hit it right back. I said, man, that shit's some hits right there. I called it right back. I said, man, you got some hits right there, man. Yeah,
man,
we do.
We don't
need
to have a squad. We got a good one.
When they drop, I need them. I definitely need them to put them in rotation.
Oh yeah.
Yes sir.
All right, here's another one. This is Love You. L, you were saying something. I'm sorry, sweetheart.
No, I was saying he hits every time. Taiwan don't miss.
Oh, I see you found my picture. How women under five look bad.
That's so cool. I ain't gonna lie, it was funny because it might have had a little truth to it, but that ain't right.
All right, y'all, this is Taiwan. Love You. Here's a snippet of that one, of this one. Robin Lynn Maven. Let's start with you.
I'm not mad at you, man. Taiwan, the snippet, the whole song. I don't care, man. I like it. I love me some Taiwan. Thank you, Sean. But next time.
All right, Bonita Applebaum, talk to us.
Yes, we need it. You know, right these days, a lot of men feel like they're soft or whatever, but now he go hard. I love it. I can't wait to hear the rest.
August the 16th, DJ Debo, talk to us.
Yo, bruh, that melody, the melody of that song, you know what it really it brings to mind? The song itself is great, but the way it starts off, you know what that really puts me to mind of?
Michael
Remember,
Jackson.
Break
Lady
the Dawn.
Lady in Red. Oh, okay. Okay.
Wow. I like it, man. That sounds like to me like a CD that I'm not going to push fast forward on or skip tracks on.
Oh, hell no.
No, you won't. Not on Taiwan.
Think of a faster version of Night and Day.
Yeah, that's right. Night and Day. Yeah.
Night and Day.
I'm going to invite Leroy Johnson on that night. That's Rick James' brother. We're going to invite him on that night because I know he's going to enjoy his music. Yeah, we're going to have him on that night too. Yeah, sir. All right, we got one more, y'all. Go ahead,
I do have to say one thing. Elle has also, not only does she have Southern Soul or a Soul Blues album, she has a gospel album, and she also has a R&B album. So I wanted to be able to let you know she's cross-genre. So, of music. So she's a clip
holder now.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have to get
us.
Yeah, you gotta send. You gotta get us some of that R&B and gospel for our gospel show on Wednesday, and the R&B for Mondays, Sundays and Mondays. Yeah, nights we play.
Okay.
She got some Quiet Storm. Is a Quiet Storm on there? She got Quiet Storm music.
Oh man, she got everything.
Oh, Debo, there you go, Debo.
Oh boy. Oh boy, she will be in rotation on my Quiet Storm show.
Hey, she has all of her songs, because she's a hell of a songwriter. All of her songs have meaning. My first song that I fell in love with, she was talking about romance and a melody. Oh my God, it's phenomenal the way that it's a masterpiece. And everything called Round and Round. You know, what's that first line? I just got to be able to say it. You know, what's
on
that first line?
On a cloud, I found the sweetest little melody, a sound. Filled my head and then my toes. I feel it all in my soul.
Well, that sounds like something needs to go on a shirt.
Too much.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh yeah.
We got one more that part snippet, and then that's it for tonight, y'all. All right, that's that part, you guys. Robin Lynn, go ahead. That part. I'm messing with you tonight.
You messing with me, but you know I'm gonna rock with you. I'm gonna roll with you, man. I enjoy it. I'm enjoying myself. Really good music.
All right, Miss Benita Applebaum.
Yeah, that was a teaser. That for real. I want to hear the rest of that.
Yeah. All right, all right, all right. Debo, DJ Debo.
One word, dope. Just one word, dope. That's gotta go in my Quiet Storm rotation. Got to.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Well, Ron, I told you that night we talked that you had some hits. There were some hits, my brother. Oh yeah.
The squad is deep. Squad deep.
Oh yeah, real deep. Yes, sir. One more time, Ron. How can they people find you that are listening?
On Facebook, you can reach me at Ramo Shuford. On Instagram, you can reach me at Ruckus Management. Also, my phone number is 334-220-5305. everybody got my number, so it ain't no secret. So, so let it all out.
All right. A good friend of mine is tuning in from the D.C. area, and she's mad because I played the snippets. She said, you and these damn snippets. Yeah, got to tune in on the 16th to hear the rest of this songs, y'all. That's right. LJ, one more time, where can people follow you at?
LJ Official, everywhere. Google me.
All right, Robin Lynn, Maven Vibes Live Radio. Go ahead and tell everybody where they can follow you at.
Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Tumblr, Gmail at Robin Lynn Maven. Right here at the Hilltop Radio Show.
All right, all right. Benita Applebaum, the queen of the track.
This is Benita Applebaum on Facebook and Twitter, BenitaApplebaum.com, and the real Benita Applebaum on Instagram, and right here on the Hilltop Show.
Yeah, you got a collab with one of the top reggae artists coming up, and another young lady from Florida, and Playa Trey, right?
Yes. It's the natural one and musical goddess and Playa Trey. Yeah.
Okay, all right. DJ Debo, my big brother, my mentor. Talk to us, man. He playing with that mute button. He on mute now. He all over that Facebook page.
I'm back. My bad. Debo Taylor L on Facebook. Debo the Pro on IG. LinkedIn, World Play DJs, 99.9 Evansville, Indiana, WJCB, 12 a.m., 3 a.m., Quiet Storm Radio, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show every night.
Night we're on. Still, LJ, I don't know what you did to him. Well, you got him tongue-tied. You got him on fighting with the mute button and everything. Fight getting mad with Facebook. Right now.
Hey, man, good music make you lose your mind, man.
Exactly, and it's like so rare now. Like, good music, everything is gimmicks and gimmicky. And no disrespect to the genre, but I felt like before coming into blues and Southern Soul, I remember having the meeting with my manager and with my team, and I was like, I'm going to tell you like this. I said, one thing I'm not going to do, I'm going to be humble as ever. I said, but I'm not about to put on a cowboy hat, cowboy boots, and fall into the stereotype of what blues and Southern Soul is, because that's not what it is. I was like, so I'm telling you now, I'm not doing that gimmicky stuff. I'm not going to be doing videos, riding horses, and I love horses or whatever, but I just,
I feel like it's so stereotypical now until there's a real appreciation of blues that I did not understand. Grew up with, you know, your aunties playing it all the time. I grew up around a lot of old people, so I heard it all the time, but I did not understand the message, the heart, the relatability, the soul of it all until I got older. And I kind of just want to bring it back because there is a generation of younger people who enjoy the blues, but all they know is this gimmicky stuff. So,
you say you don't know what to climb a horse. Well, they have miniature horses that, you know what I mean?
When I do get famous and give me a pony, I'm going to put hashtag DJ Sean on the side of my pony, and I'm going to ride it to the radio station. I'm like, see, I told you, five and below.
All right. You coming in on your pony and Robin Lynn coming in on her bicycle. Robin Lynn says she's going to drive all the way from Seattle on her bicycle. Yeah.
Hey, get some spurs. You ain't got to get no boots, but get you some spurs.
I know that's real. I didn't even think of that. I am going to feel that. I'm going to go on Amazon. I probably got some pink ones with some rhinestones and stuff and everything.
Oh, Lord.
You
got some spurs on your heels.
Yeah, glitter going to shoot out when I walk on stage. Glitter going to shoot
like
out
the
spurs.
Yeah, I'll be barefoot with the spurs on.
Lord, have mercy, boy.
I'm gonna have glitter shoot out my spurs.
I'm gonna have like some 4th of July sparklers coming out of my spurs.
Yes, fireworks.
I'm gonna have 380 cannons coming out of my spurs.
I know it's real.
I know Roz over there shaking his head.
You already know.
Well, I'm just wondering who's going to roll up in there with fish in the heels. You know, fish tank heels.
That'll probably be Vanita. If I could perform
in those 10-inch doggone stripper heels that they be putting them fish in, I promise I would get on stage with a pair on. I promise I would just for the heck of it. Cause I feel rock with them. If back in the day, I would have been one of them that had the remember they had the platform heels with the fish in it too.
That's why I seen it. That was that I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Oh yeah.
I would have been one of them back in the day. That would have been
Huggy Bear. That's Huggy Bear.
That would have been me.
I know Bonita would wear them heels with the fish in them. I know she would.
No, give me some sparkly. I like to shine.
Oh, man. That's something else. Boy, this has been, man, I'm very thank you guys again for being on the show. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in and everybody that's tuned in on. Wow, we got a lot of people. Robin, you see the glow going around. There's a lot of people. Asia and South America is listening to the show right now as we're on live right now here on the
Konnichiwa.
Yeah,
hi,
there's a lot
everybody.
Of them over there. Yeah, we also got Germany's in the house. A country, a city in Germany.
Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. All right. South America's in the house down there in Peru. Again, I want to thank everybody for joining us here on the show. I want to thank shout-outs to LJ. Shout-outs to my big brother Ron. Shout outs to DJ Debo. Shout outs to Robin Lynn. Shout outs to Benita Applebaum and all the listeners. Shout outs to Connect the Dots with Cutie Pie. Shout outs up there in the DC area that's tuned in with us as well. Candace Adams. I want to thank everybody else that's tuned in, and make sure you guys tune back in Sunday night. Sunday night, we'll be right back here Sunday night with a big special guest, one of our biggest shows ever. We'll be on the line with no other than DMX, his 8-year-old daughter. She will be with us here on the Hilltop Radio Show on the Sunday night drive, talking about her dad, his music, and everything, you know, what he instilled into her and her brothers and sisters. She will be with us Sunday night, DMX's daughter. Will be with us here live on the Hilltop Radio Show. So on behalf of myself and everybody else, you guys have a good night. Peace, love, and hair grease. And we'll see you when we see you on Sunday. All right, you guys have a good night.
Night.
You want that blues of the soul. This is what you need to be for soul. DJ Sean in the traffic jam. DJ Sean in the traffic jam. You want that blues and southern soul. This is where you need to be for sure. DJ Sean in the traffic jam. DJ Sean in the traffic jam.
Thursday nights, 9 to 11 p.m. Southern Soul and Soul Blues, hosted by DJ Sean, Vibes Live Radio, and I Am Streaming Worldwide Broadcast. And I'm your girl, Sojo the Ladies Champ. And you can find me at Sojo.